First, though, the City Council is set to sell its freehold interest in Home Park. It means the club will be able to move ahead with the completion of the redevelopment of the stadium. I'm joined now by our reporter, Chris Whipp. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Gordon.
Now, you've been spending quite a time on this story. What have we managed to find out?
Well, you well know yourself, the rumours have been around for a little while that something like this was fairly imminent. It's something we've been trying to confirm for a few weeks now. You know, as you know, it's often difficult to get anybody to say anything publicly or on the record about it. But late last night, must be about 10 o'clock last night, I was sat at my desk after the City Council budget setting meeting, and an email drops in with the agenda for next week's Council Cabinet meeting. And there it is in black and white. At the top of the page, it says freehold transfer of Home Park to Plymouth Argyle Football Club.
So what exactly are the details in this, Chris?
Well, basically, the document makes it clear that the club wants to continue with the redevelopment of Home Park. I think we knew that, really. The construction of the new Mayflower stand, among other things, what's known as Phase 2 of the development. The document also makes it clear, though, that the council can't afford to make any significant financial contributions, but it seems that the club wants to get on with things and needs to know where it stands. So the deal that the council and the club are trying to make basically involves the transfer of the freehold of Home Park, which the council owns, to the club. In return, the council gets £2.7 million. That's the price tag on the deal, £2.7 million. And the author of this council report, he's describing it as a win-win solution. So good news for everyone.
Because the City Council, as we know, we talked about the budget earlier, the budget was set just under 5% last night, but the council has been struggling to have money to spend on things other than services.
Yeah, I think the council's had a fairly tight budget this year. It's come from a difficult situation and got to a position now where things are a lot more relaxed. Talking about some of the detail that's in this report as well, though, for instance, it still provides the council with an option to take some of the land involved as part of the proposed Central Park Life Centre. This is the redevelopment of the Mayflower Leisure Centre and such like, this big plan that the council's got to redevelop the northern end of Central Park there.
Because this has moved on, because originally we were talking about a supermarket at the car park space there, and then the increased sports facilities. So is this going to happen?
Well, I think it depends on money. The council submitted a bid for some lottery funding. I think it's £25 million from memory that the council's hoping to get from the lottery to bring about this live centre, which, as you say, I think there'd be some sort of commercial operation there, whether it be a supermarket, I'm not sure. It might be, perhaps it'd be a hotel or cinema or something like that.
But there is the problem that Central Park was given to the people of Plymouth as greenbelt land, and many people would oppose such a development.
I dare say that there could be some controversy around it, but the site that we're talking about is basically the Mayflower, where the Mayflower Leisure Centre is at the moment. It's the Home Park end of things. Mm. As you say, though, I dare say some of that land could well be could go underneath the new development. As I say, the council report, it talks about as part of this deal, some of the land being returned to the council for the live centre and for park use, that sort of thing. Also, that the club gets to carry on using the car park under the same terms. Also, in the detail, things like the club can only use the Home Park as a football ground and for related activities.
So do related activities mean that during the course of the week, certain areas when that final phase of redevelopment takes place, there can be conferences, it can be leased out some of the units there?
Yeah, it's exactly what you're saying. They're saying, for example, conferences, concerts, banqueting, so you might get to see Status Quo at Home Park yet. You never know.
That's my dream.
Or it could be the Lib Dem conference.
Not quite as exciting.
Yeah, take your choice. So this is what they're saying. They're saying that you can only use this football ground for football and for conferences and...
But then if Plymouth Argyle own, if there's no lease to pay, if Plymouth Argyle have the freehold, if there are concerts held at Home Park, which you could put 15,000 people in on a three-sided stadium, because obviously the stage at one end, three sides of the stadium for the spectators of the concert, then Argyle would reap any profits from that directly.
Yeah, I mean, if the club is owning the freehold, then it's not tied into paying the significant monies that it was paying to the council. I think that the current figure is around £100,000, depending on which... It's a bit complicated. You may well know more about this than I do. The amount that the club currently, under the old terms, the club currently plays to the council depends on what league Argyle are in and this sort of thing. This is all, you know, to do with how the money goes round.
Yeah. The council saying anything, indeed, the football club at this stage?
Well, funny enough, at the end of last night's budget-setting meeting, I asked Tudor Evans about this very matter, as we've said. You know, we've heard the rumours for some time. And he said, I can't say anything at the moment. He said, give me a call tomorrow, meaning today. So, you know, he obviously knew this was about to come out. And I think that the council and the club are planning announcements. I also spoke to the club late last night. It's saying that it can't say too much at this stage, basically because all this is yet to be agreed. That this the sale, these ideas are yet to be agreed by the council cabinet when it meets on a week today, next Tuesday. And so they're saying, well, we don't want to say anything that might... prejudice that decision.
Okay.
Having said that, I think it's probably inevitable that now that this is out in the public domain, that people will start talking about it. And, you know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if the club and the council are saying more later on this morning. Indeed, we're expecting, I was told, that the club is due to post a statement on the Argyle website at some point this morning. I mean, it may even well be there now.
Okay.
I was told about 8:30, but it could well be there by now.
We shall keep our eyes on it there. Chris, for the moment, thank you very much indeed.